Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. So guys, just here for a reminder. I've been having some discussions with my family lately, just kind of talking about the state of the world, and I'm not gonna share everything, but I feel like it's just an important conversation to have, so I'm here to have the conversation. As followers of Christ and anybody just on a spiritual walk of love and light, you know, you are met with a lot of opposition on those who are on the opposite path, if that makes sense. You know, the way I kind of view things is, if people aren't flowing with you, they're kind of flowing against you. Now, me, myself, and I, you know, little ego talk here, I'm one to flow with nature. I always try to flow with nature as best as I can. And when I see myself flowing outside of nature or against nature, I do my best to correct that and do that inner work to make sure that I'm in proper alignment. And so when I do come out into the world or manifest myself out into reality and whatnot, there's just a lot of stuff that I can see that's the opposite of me. And I'm never one to seek violence or go out into the world in a chaotic way where I'm like seeking to harm people. That's not my energy. I'm a being of love, so I just go out, and most of the time I'm minding my business. I trust, like, if I'm going to a store, I go in the store, get what I need, and get out. But as a child of God, and if you're carrying Christ within you, people don't really like that light. And so, you know, you'll go into a place and you'll find that people's demons get very bothered by you, very bothered by your presence, very bothered by your light. And so they give you the weird stares. They do all these things. Some people, you got to acknowledge it. There's some spell casters out here and whatnot. They'll be in the stores trying to put you to sleep and cast spells all over you. And if you're anything like me and have a sensitive spirit or empathic, you pick it up very easily. So everywhere I go, I'm constantly picking up these things. Sometimes it's like I come across beings of love and light, and I love that because I see Christ within them. And then I come across a lot of people who have turned themselves away from God, and it's hard because I know that they're God's children too. You know, I know that God loves them too, no more than he loves me. It's just they've chosen not to understand that or see that. And so they live life in a very, I don't want to say selfish way, but in a very ego way. That's the best way I can put it. You know, to know God is to know we, to know us as a whole, a collective, because we're all essential pieces of God in some capacity or form. And so it troubles me when I'm just out and about minding my business and I'm being attacked by the kingdom of darkness or forces of darkness or people who are on the opposite path of me. And, you know, I was just having a conversation with my mother the other day. And she was kind of helping me to understand some things. And she was just saying to know that, you know, the blessings upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. And that's Proverbs 10:6. And she was telling me, you know, you don't have to worry or stress about, you know, the people who lie on you, accuse you, belittle you, spit on you, chastise you, crucify you, do all these things to you, right? The people who attack you, antagonize you. You don't have to worry about these beings because they're not for you to worry about. For God has a plan for all of those people. And as Christians, as beings of light, you know, as lovers, we have to endure a lot of betrayal, a lot of backstabbing. And it's crazy because it's like you always want to be the energy you want to attract. But in reality, sometimes that's not the case. Whether or not you are a being of love, you may interact or attract people who are the opposite. Now, from that, I've learned that sometimes God, he sends people across your way so that they can see, what a true walk of Christ or walk of God or walk of love looks like, right? And so light does attract darkness, whether people will acknowledge that or not. And when you are a being of light, because you're a being of light, you're going to shine within the darkness, whether or not you're in a very dark space or not. You know, if you are the only light in your section of the world or your town or your environment, it's going to be noticeable. Does that make sense? You know, and so I'm in a space where sometimes I feel very surrounded by demons. And I don't mean that in a mean way, but in a real spiritual way. When God reveals those things to you, it's just a thing. So I'm constantly just like praying over myself, and I hate going out sometimes because I know that there's such a level of darkness around me in my environment that it's like, it's just better to be inside. But, you know, that's not the way to live. And there's been so many times where I just want to go to a beach, have some fun, and I'll do it anyway. But I always know that there's just something, you know, what does the devil do? He steals, kills, and destroys. Devil's always lurking somewhere. And that's not really, to me, it's not really a healthy mindset to have, especially when you really are being of love and you're just trying to enjoy life to the best that you can. But you also have to just know that, like, in the right time, in the right space and season, God is going to deal with those people, you know, and we don't have to worry about it. It kind of sucks to go like, okay, you have to let these things happen to you. But what did Christ do? He turned the other cheek. He was not a man of violence. He let God handle those things. He just kind of, he was antagonized. He was literally crucified, y'all. Like, he just had to kind of endure those things to the darkest and the most extreme points. And it sucks and it's sad, but in a sense, we have to kind of do the same. And it's just one of those things when you know you have peace within the Lord, it's okay. It doesn't really bother you to go through those things. Because when people are going to get their eyes open one way or another, just know that when they are doing those things to you, they're actually doing those things to themselves. And that's the understanding that they don't understand. Karma's real, you know, which what goes around comes around. So whatever you do to other people, it comes back to you. And this is why, as a being of love, or as a person that is on your path of love, or just following after Christ in the headship of the Lord, whatever you're putting out is going to come back to you eventually. It may not happen in, you know, that right moment, in this very moment, the second that you put it out, but understand, in the right season, in the right time, it's going to come back to you. So for those seasons where you're just enduring darkness and you're that light going through darkness, you kind of just got to take what comes with it, in a sense, because know that the reward further down the line is greater than what it may be if you get it right there in that moment. It won't be appreciated. But basically, as Christians, as people of God, we already know the future of the children of the Lord. You know, we know that our future is blessed. We know that everything that we do will be blessed and is blessed. We got the Midas touch, you know what I'm saying? Our future is going to be filled with joy and peace and love and prosperity and all of those good things. And the more that we manifest those things by speaking into existence daily and not allow all the darkness around us to consume us, the faster we will see that turnover. You know, if you're continuing with your walk of love amidst all the darkness, you're going to see that love manifest in some way or another. But what we do know is that on the opposite end, those who persecute you, those who lie on you, those who do all those wicked things under the sun and the moon, we know that their future will be filled with a lot of terrible things like pain, sorrow, great violence. Because again, what goes around comes around. So what all we have to do is really stop and be still and know that God is God. Be still and know that I am God. And from that point, we'll have peace on what to do and how to have peace in these terrible situations. Sometimes it really just takes you being able to breathe through any situation or circumstance. I'll be real, you know, when I'm going out into the world, I have these times where God will like literally reveal to me. I see a spirit on a person. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, what am I supposed to do? And I have to literally stop and just pray, breathe, and then continue on, not allowing it to bother me or get to me. And that can be very hard. One day I was driving, and it's ironic. I was praising God in the car, clapping, having me a good old funky Christian time. And somebody threw a rock at my car window. I was like, I know you lying. I was like, I know you freaking lying. No, but seriously, threw a rock at my car window. And I was just like, what? Is this like real life right now? Are people really like this? And it took me a moment to just go, you know, it is what it is. To God be all the glory. And not complain and just keep on praising, because I understood that was designed to make me feel some type of way. It was designed to pull my vibration down. It was designed to make me turn away from God and to focus on that situation or focus on whatever the devil and his children got going on. You know what I'm saying? But the moment I was just like, it is what it is. I'm in a good mood. It doesn't really matter. This is just a car. You know, I love my car, but I was like, eventually it'll get fixed. It is what it is. I felt better and I was able to continue with my day. And it's just weird how that does happen, because sometimes, you know, being human, you can feel those opposite emotions where, you know, imagine if someone threw that rock at my car window and instead I stopped, I jumped out the car ready to fight. Like, all I did was perpetuate the whole situation. Because now all I'm doing is creating a karmatic situation for myself. I done jumped out the car to fight somebody. You know, what goes around comes around. Somebody gonna jump out their car to fight me. But instead, I allowed that situation to be what it was. I praised God through it. And now I'm just expecting a blessing to come out of it. And that's, sometimes that's just what we have to do. Instead of to stooping on the levels of other beings, we have to rise above it and be who we are as love. And love covers the multitude of all sins. So as long as you're walking with love, you're leading with love, there's not too much that you have to do other than to be yourself and to just move through the situation or to be still through the situation, whether it is a bad circumstance or a good circumstance. Be present in the moment. Understand that it's all a part of the journey. We didn't come here for everything to be peaches and cream all the time, but we came here to learn and to grow. And so that's a part of it. That opposition is necessary. Hey, check out my podcast called POV. And that just breaks it down. I go into more of a spiritual like sense of this whole conversation and talk about like the polarities of good and bad and how that they are very necessary for the journey and all this stuff. So check that one out. But in this space and time, this is just how I'm having the conversation. So with that being said, you know, it's just a quick reminder to know that even on the other side of the scale, that those people are children of God too. Whether they realize it or not, they're going to be under God's headship in one way or another eventually, whether that is on the side of, you know, God in his bad side or the side of God in his good side. And as long as you are staying true to who you are and not getting on their energy, matching their energy, you know, you're fine. As the vibration of the planet raises, people are going to get crazier and crazier. Why? Because they can't handle divine energy. It's just as simple as that. The more that divine energy comes upon this planet, the crazier people are going to get, because it's too much for them to handle. The light is too much for them to handle. This earth has been in a very dark place for such a long time. People have gotten comfortable in that place. People have gotten literally comfortable in darkness. So now that light is here and it's shining so bright, it makes people uncomfortable. And it's kind of one of those things, sink or swim. And so when people are able to adjust to that light, they'll float, they'll be okay, they'll be able to swim. But those who aren't, they sink and they drown. And this goes for us as well as Christians. That's why we got to be mindful not to get on the same energy or levels of others. Understand that we're not so much working towards, you know, a perfect future and all these things. We're not working towards it. It's already coming. It's already ours. All we're doing is just we're just enjoying the journey. Because one day you're going to wake up and all God's promises are going to be fulfilled in your life. And that's just going to be that on that. But that's going to be based on your experience here and what you're doing now. You know, if every little thing bothers you as a Christian or a light being, then that tells you how connected you are to this third dimensional plane. And that's not a good sign. But, you know, there's still time to reverse that and fix that. It just means that you have to detach from the ways of the world to be true to your heart and to who you are within your heart. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about that old nature, but that new nature within you, that light nature, that Christ nature. As long as you are leaning to that and walking through that, your life is going to blossom in beautiful ways as you go through this journey. And of course, it's going to be met with a lot of backlash, or whether I say a lot of opposition. And that's okay. You know, that's just a part of it. You know, I'll be honest, God pretty much shields me from a lot of darkness. But I'm aware of it. I know a lot of people talk and say all these things. One thing about it, I don't care. I can't care, because if I care, it stops what I'm doing. If I care about all of the bad stuff that's going on around me, I'm not able to be who I am and produce these podcasts and do all this stuff. So the best thing I can do is separate from it. And by separating, all I do, that just means focusing on God. The more you focus on the Lord, the more you focus on light and love, the more you're going to see that. But, you know, it also is going to take the devil off. And so he's going to try to hit you here and there, you know, kingdom darkness, all of that. Might even get attacked by the dragon. All you know is to, when you feel like the battle is too great, give it to God. Let go and let God, and rest in his arms and know that everything is going to turn out the way it's supposed to. Because, you know, all things work to the good of those that love God. Everything is going to work for your highest good as long as you are walking with love. And love, to sum it up, love is God. God is love. If you have the capacity to love, you have the capacity to have God. So the more you can recognize that and understand that And when you choose love over fear, love over destruction, love over hate, when you're choosing love, you're choosing God. It's really that simple. That's what I enjoy about this walk of life that I'm on, is that I have all of these opportunities to choose love over fear, love over death, love over darkness, love over just all the negative stuff that has been in my world for such a long time. Not even on purpose, but because that just was the state and the energy of the entire planet at one point. But now we're all in a space where we have the option to choose the energy we want to be in. It's no longer we have to do this, right? Before, it was like we were bound to those energies, and we didn't have a choice whether or not we want to do these things or not. That spiritual awakening came for me in 2020. It was just a real sit down with myself through a lot of meditation, reflection, introspection, and going, dang, I'm doing a whole bunch of stuff that I don't want to do. I don't want to drink. I don't want to smoke. I don't want to party. I don't want to cry and be sad about individuals in my life, in my world, who secretly hate me and, you know, only want to be around me when we're intoxicated. Like, there was a lot of that going on. And all I did was just go, all right, well, I'm going to separate myself from the things that I don't want to do anymore. That's all I did. And I chose love over those things. I chose love over just anything that made me feel bad, you know? And I really mean bad, because nobody wants to feel bad on purpose. Of course, we're going to go through things and circumstances. It doesn't matter where you are in life. You're going to have to elevate each time you go to a different space and time. But, you know, it's all about love. And as long as you're able to carry love, that journey is blessed. Your journey is always going to be blessed, because love is the starting point. It's the finishing point. You know, you gotta return to that same spirit that you started with each time. So if you're a being of love and you get off that journey for a while, that just means you're returning to that point. Alpha Omega, that's God. Returning to the point of love. Home is love. Anytime that you are able to love where you are, love who you are, love what you are, all of that, love what you do, you are returning home to God. And you're going to see that in your reality. And that's my little spiel on this, you know, just want to kind of chat, because there's just so much that happens in this world. So many things designed to make you care about all this darkness. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't. I'm just saying that you should be mindful of it and to know that it is designed to make you cry and feel bad and to stoop to the level of darkness when you don't have to. You really don't have to. And this is the beauty of hiding the word of God in your heart. Because it's like, when you hide the word of God within you, you get these instant reminders that you don't have to worry. You have to trip. All you have to do is trust God. All you got to do is trust God. Whether it seems like you're in your darkest night, just trust God, because you know he's going to show up. You know everything's going to be okay. You know that everything is going to have its moment in time, whether that's through judgment or through life. It's just, that's the cycle. I always try to lean to divine laws of understanding, you know. I put the Ten Commandments out there because those are powerful reminders as well of how we should walk on this earth and what we should do, or at least how to be the best that we can be. You know, when you're walking that walk, it's easier to see the beauty of life and understand that the beauty of life comes within you. The seeds that you plant within you of light and love, they're going to manifest, you know, they're going to manifest. So just keep that in mind. When those things come up, the enemy's always out there trying to do something, whether it's trying to destroy your relationships or finances or whatever. Don't pay no mind. Just trust God and know that everything's going to be okay. And remind yourself, pick yourself up when you fall. Be patient with yourself. Love yourself through everything. And as you're walking through this illusion of life, just hold true to the faith. You know, hold true to God. Be still. Have those moments of just mindfulness. Just be still. Rest in the Lord and know that everything's going to be okay. Sometimes it really just takes you having a sit down and breathing. Like just taking a deep breath. Just taking a deep breath. You know, sometimes you got to remind yourself to truly breathe. And every time you breathe, you'll watch life just kind of unfold for you in a new beautiful way. But life can be weary, you know. There's a lot of stuff that can just make you not want to be here. But understand, you signed up for this journey, so just endure it with love the best that you can. And when you find yourself separated from love, do your best to get back into that space. Meditate, pray, journal, do a hobby, or go hiking, swim, do whatever you love. When you focus on what you love, when you focus on the things that you love, oh man, love is such a powerful energy. Real quick, just like on a natural side before I get off of this, if you've ever seen the Disney Channel movie Twitches, which I know I shouldn't be bringing this up, but like it does have like a powerful ending, because you know I used to watch Disney Channel when I was younger, and like the Twitches movie, it was starring Tamara and Tia Mori. And basically at the end of this movie, to sum it up, it was about like this darkness that was spreading in the spiritual world, right? And this darkness was consuming everything, like this burning fire of death and evil energy. And they had to go to the spiritual realm to fix it. And they thought that the way to fix this darkness was through light. But in reality, it was through love. And so at the end, they literally just started to focus. Focus, that's the key. Focus on love, the things that they loved, the people that they loved, what they loved, each other, just love as a whole. God is love, love is God. And it was able to overpower the darkness. And I mean overpower it. And that's what you guys gotta understand. Love is a transcending energy. It's above the energies of light and darkness. It's above the energies of black and white. I'm telling you, love is more powerful than those things. So when you are focused on love and doing your best to be love, there's not too much that can really bother you, like at all. That is the end of this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I hope it was helpful. I hope it was encouraging in some way, because I know how this journey can be sometimes. And I'm just thankful for peace. I'm thankful for God and peace, because God knows that it took me a long time to get to this space, but it was all through Him. So I hope this meant something, or was able to shed a little bit of light on the darkness, or a little bit of love on it, to give you a little bit of more strength to walk through this life and knowing that it's okay. You know, whatever happens and whatever people do to you, whether that is bad or good, it's going to come back to them in one way or another. And the word of God says, those who bless you will be blessed, and those who curse you will be cursed. And that's just that on that. You guys have a beautiful and blessed day.